I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish.
So you're out on the water, and there's boats all around you. They're all catching fish, and you're not. What are you doing wrong? Let's have Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach tell us, but first.
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. OnX Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, OnX Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download OnX Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says if you're out on the water and you see the anglers around you catching fish, you need to figure out what the problem is. He thinks there could be a couple of things. First of all, if you've just slathered yourself in sunscreen and you've touched your lure or you've added some bait to that lure, chances are those fish aren't going to bite because they don't like the taste of sunscreen. You need to wash your hands after you slather up with sunscreen and make absolutely sure you don't get any of that on the lure or the bait. And DEET can do that too. If you have a lot of insects that have been bothering you and you throw some DEET on, you are going to find out that the fish hate that taste and they're not gonna bite. You have to make sure your hands are perfectly clean of all contaminants and then you don't touch any lures or bait if you do have that on your hands. And lively live bait is going to make a big difference too. If you're not catching fish and you're not using fresh bait, you've got a problem. You need to make sure that you're using stuff that is going to get those fish to react positively. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.